This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Gaza rockets hitting a southern Israeli town a day after deadly attacks which killed more than 500 Israelis and wounded hundreds more.
There were rockets. We had a lot of our guys run down, and they saw the Jeep with an Arab license plate with a mug. I couldn't believe it, and I was shooting at them. They ran back, and they alerted us. We had our guys with guns, ran towards the terrorists.
Overnight, Israeli airstrikes hit housing blocks, tunnels, a mosque, and homes of Hamas officials in Gaza, killing more than 300, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed vengeance. Lebanon's Hezbollah and Israel said they traded cross-border fire Sunday. Hezbollah and Hamas are Iran-backed Islamist groups that Israel and its allies consider terrorist organizations. Both have fought multiple wars with Israel in the past few decades. Hezbollah said it carried out Sunday's assault in solidarity with the attacks by Hamas. Protests in Guatemala as the Organization of American States named the representatives that will lead its mediation mission between Guatemalan officials and protesters seeking an orderly transfer of power to President-elect Bernardo Arevalo. The decision came days after blockades and protests spread to more than 60 locations across the country, which is Central America's most populous. Arevalo was elected in a landslide victory in August, but the attorney general has since attempted to disqualify his political party. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, the Minister of Emergency Management says more than 2,000 people have died, more than 9,000 injured in earthquakes that hit the western part of Afghanistan on Saturday. They are the worst quakes in Afghanistan in 20 years. Right-wing officials in Spain joined a mass rally in Barcelona on Sunday to protest plans to grant Catalan separatists an amnesty in exchange for their political support for a new left-wing government. Thousands of people, many waving Spanish and Catalan flags, or signs saying no amnesty, flooded into the city center for the rally called by the Society of Civil Catalonia, a civil group opposed to the region breaking away from Spain. The Biden administration is watching an ongoing dispute between Canada and India. Some officials concerned it could upend U.S. strategy toward the Indo-Pacific that is directed at blunting China's influence. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Some officials say they're concerned it could upend the U.S. strategy toward the Indo-Pacific that is directed at blunting China's influence. Publicly, the administration has said Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's allegations of Indian government involvement in the murder of a Sikh activist near Vancouver are a matter between the two countries. Behind the scenes, though, U.S. officials say they believe Trudeau's claims are true, and they fear it could have a major implication for one of the administration's main foreign policy priorities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Days after a deadly missile strike killed dozens in a small Ukrainian village, the United Nations and local investigators are searching for answers. The latest now from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Excavators cleared the rubble of the only cafe that existed in the village of Hrodza. Dozens of people had gathered in the cafe for a dead soldier's wake when a Russian missile struck. Danielle Bell, who led the UN team that visited Hrodza, said initial investigations have indicated that all of those killed were civilians. Lyubov Kozir lost her daughter and her son-in-law in the Russian missile attack. As she looks at a photo of them on her phone, she tells the AP, "I feel pain, terrible pain. My soul is torn apart. My darlings." Only six people in the cafe survived, and the town is trying to fathom why and how the wake was targeted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Stay in touch with the Voice of America 24 hours a day. Our website available to you at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.